this is the deficiency bill, and we'll have other kinds of deficiency or semi-deficiency kinds of appropriations we'll have to consider later in the session. But this is more of an emergency deficiency bill. There are several deficiencies listed. The one on the general fund is for the Minnesota Historical Society. The Sesquicentennial Commission is out of money, and staff is in the process. If we don't pass this within the next day or so, I've been informed that staff will be laid off from the commission, which, if nothing else, would make for some interesting news stories. And so the request from the commission is to have a slightly larger appropriation. This is carried over from last year's session, and I think, Senator Tomasoni, this was in your division, and you and I talked about it. We knew that when we finished the session, we'd probably have to be looking at something else for the commission, that we knew full well that given where we ended up with targets and all the rest of it, that it was inadequate. And so it's not a surprise that the commission is requesting the additional money to complete their work in obviously what's the sesquicentennial year. The other appropriations, Madam Chair, members, are for contested hearings for some of the boards, the chiropractic examiners, the dentistry, veterinary medicine. It is my understanding that these appropriations are requested for significant contested hearings that these boards are involved in. And members will note that these appropriations come from the Special Revenue Fund. So the money is there for these appropriations, but there's no appropriation. So the boards can't get access to the money without the appropriation from the legislature. The effective date, obviously, is the day following enactment. Madam Chair, there are, we have, I don't know who we have from, if we have people from the boards, but we do have people from finance, if members would like to have some further testimony as to what's going on with either the commission or the licensing boards. Mr. Mossman can add some further detail. I would like to make, when appropriate, a grammatical amendment. But, Madam Chair, depending on what you and other members would like to hear about these proposed appropriations, we can certainly take appropriate testimony.
Well, why don't we see if there are any questions?
Madam Chair.
Questions? Senator Vickerman.
Madam Chair, just for my information, Board of Veterinary Medicine. Senator Stump, you both know that we're facing a TB problem in the north. Does that have anything to do with this? I'm just curious.
Madam Chair, Senator Vickerman, no. This is, I understand, for a contested hearing, I assume licensing, suspension, something of that sort. It has nothing to do with an appropriation for any, whether it be a tuberculosis problem or anything related to that. But I don't know if Mr. Mossman has more detail as to what's going on with the Board of Veterinary Medicine relative to this appropriation.
Mr. Chair and members, Senator Vickerman, I don't know all of the detail, but typically what happens in these for these licensing boards is occasionally there will be a contested case that is not resolved before it can go to court, and there is more than the usual amount of attorney fees and other legal fees that the boards begin incurring in order to handle the case. I believe in the case of the Veterinary Medicine Board, it may relate to a case that's actually gotten a little bit of a press attention recently, and so these tend to be episodic, and so this is an appropriation that would give the boards the spending authority to accommodate those contested cases.
Thank you.
Other questions?
And Madam Chair, just to follow up on Senator
Cohen, Tomasoni,
the original request from the sesquicentennial was $2 million, and we were only able to fund it at $750,000, so we knew it was going to be short, and this is the result.
Senator Cohen, nobody's targets got higher this year, so does this mean we all have to cut $175,000 more?
Madam Chair, this will be added to the general fund, the additional general fund appropriations we'll have to make. I just got a note, an email from Senator Langseth's office that the Capital Investment Committee is looking for something like $25.4 million for the bonding bill. I'm in the process. We're going to, at some point, get the Victims Compensation Fund bill, and I've told Senator Latsey and I have agreed that we're not going to have that bill. I don't care what kind of schedule we're supposed to be on. We're not going to have that bill in front of this committee until we actually have a handle on what appropriation is needed to match the specifications in Senator Latsey's bill. And obviously, we've already passed the transportation bill, which, as Senator Murphy has pointed out, both to this committee and on the floor of the Senate, has a general fund appropriation of something like $6.3 million. So these figures are all in addition to whatever happens with the deficit. This particular figure, the $175,000, is obviously significantly smaller than the rest of it. But reflective, in all honesty, Madam Chair, this is not a surprise. And when we finished the session last year, I knew full well that we'd run into some problems with appropriations, given how we handled and finished the session.
Well, Senator Cohen, at the end of last session, I think a lot of groups felt disappointed and didn't get what they wanted out of the session, and hope to come back this year to get whatever they felt they didn't get last session. I know that's true for the nursing homes. It isn't going to happen for those other groups because we have a deficit. I just need to express my discomfort with spending money we don't have because members who are going to be asked to vote on these bills haven't seen what they're going to have to vote for as a result.
And, Madam Chair, I'm not unsympathetic. I guess I would suggest there's a demarcation between wishing we had more and shutting down an office. And this particular appropriation for the commission prevents them from shutting down the office. And so I'm trying to be pretty careful as I hear about requests to make sure that we have some distinction as opposed to we didn't get enough on a formula, we didn't get enough for whatever purpose, as opposed to we're going to shut down our office or shut down our services and we're simply not going to be able to function.
Senator Cohen, one might ask if we could see the budget of what has been spent. What have they spent the money they got last year on? It seems to me, at least it sounds to me, like a lot of money.
Mr. Mossman, do you?
Mr. Chair and members, the Sesquicentennial Commission last session was appropriated $750,000 on a one-time basis. The funding broke down into two pots of $325,000. Each of those pots was for grants, one for local efforts related to the sesquicentennial, and the second category, I believe, for statewide planning efforts. Only $100,000 of the $750,000 was for administration at the state level, and that is the grants have been flowing out, so the two pots of money have been flowing out, but the administration money is what's falling short and coming to an end prior to the end of the legislative session, or very soon, actually, in the absence of this appropriation.
And I was going to say, I don't know if there's anybody here.
There is.
We have people from finance.
Mr. Mossman, has all of the grant money gone out? Because we could certainly
if
reallocate some of that for administration.
Madam Chair, if I could ask Ms. Leonard to offer some testimony.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Madam Chair, I'm Jane Leonard, Executive Director of the Sesquicentennial Commission. And as Mr. Mossman pointed out, the original appropriation was $325,000 for grants, another $325,000 for statewide grants for the sesquicentennial itself, and then $100,000 for the administration. We have two full-time people and five, right now, five interns. administering all of that. And the grant awards, as you asked, we have given out $270,000 right now out of the $325,000, and those have been matched in both cash matches across the state of $651,922 and in-kind $2,179 and donated goods and services another $200,000. So the grants that have gone out have really leveraged a lot of activity across the state. Grants have gone out to every county, all 87, and an additional 25 legacy grants have gone out statewide for activities that will outlive this year. And we've been pretty lean in terms of our staffing, and we're just hoping to be able to extend our staffing through September at the minimum, because that's when most of the activity is going to be happening, starting May 11th through the 18th with Statehood Week, and then at the State Fair will be kind of the end of the summer of activities. And so while I can't make a decision, the commission does, it's been my recommendation that we, you know, pretty much get our work done this summer and let other priorities emerge this fall. Because as you've said yourself, this is an important thing, but it's not the only thing. It's not the big priority, I think, in terms of our state. But it is 150 years of statehood. It's really what undergirds everything we do. And if we don't recognize that, I think that is going to be a missing piece of our history that we need to commemorate now.
Senator Cohen, the $175,000 is more than the $100,000 that we've already given them, and they have less than a year left. How did you arrive at that amount?
Ms. Lynn.
Madam Chair, members, we arrived at that amount because, as I said, the next 5 months, approximately March, April, May, June, July, August, September, I'm sorry, 7 months, will be the most intense period of the sesquicentennial. We have over 100 grants to administer. We have 400 events across the state that we're helping to coordinate, in addition to the two major statewide periods, May 11th through the 18th, the Statehood Week, which includes capitals for a day across the state. And so we arrived at the $175,000 figure because that would help pay for our current staff and potentially add another staff or two, because we don't have any communications people. We don't have a full-time grant coordinator. And my concern is that we need to be as accountable as possible to this body in terms of the grant monies that have gone out, and we want to make sure that we do a good job in reporting back to you as the legislature had requested. So that is really the minimal that we need to get us through in terms of staffing into this fall. And then I think we can make a determination. And I would just add that we've not been frivolous with our money at all. As I said, we have two staff people and five or six interns at any one time.
Senator Foley?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I wanted to stray away from that and ask what you've got with all these boards. Those are all special funds, aren't they? And they're just a matter of dues paying from the membership. Is that right, Senator Cohen?
Madam Chair, Senator Foley, that's correct. And I think I had mentioned earlier.
Need a haircut.
That's exactly what where these funds are coming from. But they need the appropriation to access the funds. And unless the legislature appropriates the money from the fund, they can't use it.
Senator Foley. The special revenue fund is a collection of monies. So it's fees that are paid by professional health care groups, but it's in one pot. So it may be the money they paid in, or it may be the money somebody else paid in.
Yeah, Madam Chair, that's correct. So in this instance, where they have these, and I don't have the details of the contested hearings, they're fairly when they come, usually when they come to us for a special appropriation, it means that there's a fairly complex, lengthy disciplinary or other kind of administrative process the particular boards are involved in, but they can't access the general revenue fund, the special revenue fund, because it is the single fund, without an appropriation from us.
Other questions?
Well, Madam Chair.
Senator Betzel.
Let me, back to the Sesquicentennial, let me note that we actually have eight legislators that are on that commission. I'm one of them with Senator Parisseau, Senator Rest, and Senator Jen Olson in the House. It was Representative Solberg, Loeffler, Lanning, and Erickson. And we have monthly meetings. We do get progress reports on how the funds have been spent, so it is readily available. And we don't see that there's been any, everything that's had been spent has been, every dollar, has been accounted for as we've determined. But the legislature did earmark a lot of the money to go to the grants and so forth. So we've had to operate a shoestring budget. This is a one-time appropriation because, unlike everything else, this does end with this year. But we found in fundraising that the people who are inclined to make contributions, and that's even fewer. That's getting very hard to do in this economy. They're simply not going to contribute to our overhead. They will not contribute to paying salaries and so forth. So if we don't find the way through this process to do it, it literally will shut down if we don't do this appropriation. So I recognize that there's a lot of pressing needs as well, too, but this is not something that I think that the public is going to be receptive to if we shut this down this week.
Well, Senator Betzel, I'm not suggesting that we shut it down, but I feel like this request is a little overly generous in light of the fact that we are going to be cutting staff in every other state agency of state government, probably.
Well, Madam Chair, obviously it's up to the committee as to what you'd like to do. I'd forgotten that Senator Betzel was a member of the commission and could probably speak certainly with more knowledge than I have as to why this figure versus another figure. I know in my conversations with Mr. Mossman, it was felt that this was a reasonable request. Senator Betzel, I don't know if you would have any other feelings about that or thoughts.
Well, I think that the commission has looked very closely at this. Again, we have eight legislators on, including the chair of the House Ways and Means Committee, who's also looked at this, these numbers too. And so I think this is the number that we feel is what we need to continue our work.
Senator Stumpf.
Thank you, Madam Chair. After today, we may find out whether we have a transportation bill or not. If we don't have a transportation bill, the $6.3 million that was in there from general fund, what happens to that?
Senator Stumpf, I would assume we have a smaller deficit.
Well, yeah, Madam Chair, obviously that figure is on top of any deficit. Mr. Mossman just pointed out to me that, and Ms. Leonard, you could maybe comment that because the request was originally for $2 million last year, I think when the discussions began relative to what Mr. Mossman indicates is when the discussions began relative to a deficiency appropriation, and it wasn't a surprise you knew you were going to come into the session requesting something, that apparently you worked with the administration to pare down the request from a potential $1 million to the $175. Am I misstating that? Or?
No, Mr. Chair, you're not misstating that. We had come in with an additional $1 million request because we were trying to fund other parts of the Sesquicentennial. And Madam Chair and members, as you've discussed now, we pared that down just to cover staff. And as Senator Betzel explained, it's very difficult to raise outside funding for staff. We have been having some luck in raising outside funding for the events themselves and, in fact, have a grant that's pending right now with one of the major foundations here in St. Paul that if we can get some additional funding within the next month or so, they will actually add to the grant that we have requested. But again, this is for programming, not for staff. So I'd also like to just take the opportunity to point out that we think that we will make some revenue, and any money that is left over would be turned back over to the general fund. So in some respects, I see this as more of a cash flow problem because we were only allocated $100,000. And as Senator Cohen pointed out, within the next month or so, that will be down to about zero when you count all the vacation and unemployment kinds of taxes that might have to be incurred. So right now I do have our budget in front of us, and I'd be happy to share that with members of the committee. But in terms of the state account for administration only, as of March 1st, it will probably be at around $20,000 left. And that's going into, as I said, a period of time when we need the staff that we have on board, and it would be nice to have some additional staff. But I would like to think that this could be something that's an investment, and that we will be able to return some money that we are making, or we hope to make, on merchandise, on other things that are coming in.
Madam Chair.
Senator Parasol.
Madam Chair, I do not think this is an unreasonable request at this time, because they have done an excellent job on the commission, the staff, and the volunteers have done an excellent job of tapping sources for sponsorship on almost every event that's out there. And you have several communities in the state are going to be capitals for the day, and you're going to have events at the state fair and every county fair in the state. And every county has at least one event. It's going to be something people will remember for a long time. I still finally remember the centennial and all the things that happened around that, even though I didn't attend all of it.
Any other questions?
Madam Chair, if there are no further questions, let me just move a technical amendment. On page 1, on line 110, maybe Senator Betzel already caught this, but after this act, comma, add an S to mean, so means, and then later in that line, under them, if you could strike them and substitute it. So that the line would read, means that the appropriations listed under it are available. And so I would move that that technical change.
Any discussion of the amendment? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? The amendment is adopted.
Well, Madam Chair, if members, if questions of members have been answered relative to this, and Ms. Lerner, I'm going to ask just one other question of yourself. How many people are on the paid staff, and how many volunteers roughly have you had working on this?
We have, Senator Cohen, Madam Chair, and members, we have two full-time paid staff that, and we are technically under the purview of the Minnesota Historical Society, and then we have six interns who are paid an intern rate, and then we have one full-time, well, let's say part-time volunteer in the office, and numerous volunteers that come together for special events. So they're at any one time, for example, at the state fair last year, where we had a booth that was donated by Skyline, we had probably 100, 200 volunteers that staff that 12 hours a day, 12 days of the fair, just as an example.
So Madam Chair, Ms. Lerner, you might not be prepared to answer, but up to this point, how many people from around the state? Senator Parasol made a reference to volunteers working on these efforts. If you were to guess as to how many people have been involved in the sesquicentennial activities from around the state.
Well, if Senator Cohen, Madam Chair, and members, if you consider that there is at least one microgrant in every county, and there were, you know, 10, 15 people that were involved in that, and probably hundreds that are involved in the projects themselves, I would say, you know, just roughly there may be, you know, up to 10,000 people at this point involved statewide in at various levels of involvement. So, and that is just up till this point. We haven't even gotten into the busy season, as I call it, the summer season, when most of the events and projects will be taking place. There is a list of all the all the grant awards on our website, and I'd be happy to talk to any member who would like to know what's going on in their district or in their counties. But as Senator Pariseau alluded to, there are a lot of people involved across the state, and will be very many more, you know, thousands more this summer.
Hey, Madam Chair, I don't know if there are other questions, concerns, amendments, discussion. I'd move that Senate File 2766 as amended be recommended to pass.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion is adopted.
Okay. Thank you, Madam Chair. This is the only matter on the agenda because of the emergency nature of these several appropriations.
Madam Chair. Madam Chair. Excuse me, I thought we were done.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just have a quick question
For
Senator Cohen, because I was talking to someone from the Department of Corrections, and they indicated that they were going to have a deficiency bill because of the rising costs of food. And I'm wondering, are we expecting a few more proposals like this that may not be quite in the same category?
Madam Chair, Senator Roebling, I mentioned at the outset very quickly that I expected we'll have other kinds of deficiency or quasi-deficiency requests. I would anticipate those requests to be in a supplemental finance bill. And we're not going to parcel out requests. This request